I'm in Atlanta.
I'm in San Diego.
I lived there for a number of years, twice.
You did?
Yeah, Marines. 40 years, yeah.
At Camp Pendleton?
Yep, I was at Camp Pendleton. I lived in Vista. I lived on base. And then I lived in Yorba Linda.
Wow, how do you like where you are now?
The weather isn't as nice as California. But it's friendlier. The South is a lot friendlier. You know, in California, it was hard to know your neighbors.
Yes. No, I hear you. Okay, Doctor, I am recording now. If I may get your name and title.
My name is Dr. Keith Cantor, and I'm the CEO of NamedProgram.com.
And what does mitigation eating mean?
NAME stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. And what I do is I use menus and a special water or a certain type of water to help people that have substance abuse problems and mental illnesses. And I help reduce the physical part of it, whereas the psychiatrists and therapists handle the mental part of it. But all mental illnesses, which substance abuse is a mental illness, have a physical element to it, and I'm able to drastically reduce that element for mental illnesses and substance abuse through specific menus and proper eating and drinking.
You mean if somebody came to you with an opioid addiction, you could give them a menu with water and food to help them?
Yes. If you want to get off on that subject, I'll tell you how it works real quick.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, when somebody has an addiction to any drug or alcohol, the physical part of it is what happens is we all have opiate receptors in our body, which are clusters of proteins. When they get stimulated or bound to by the drugs and also foods, but by the drugs, they release certain chemicals. Those chemicals give the body an urge. All urges come from the opiate receptors except for sex, which come from different hormones. So the problem is that the urges don't just, or the opiate receptors aren't stimulated just by drugs and alcohol. And the same thing for the mental illnesses. They're stimulated by foods like sugar, gluten, caffeine, nicotine, additives, preservatives, dairy. All of those things stimulate the opiate receptors. And if you have a drug problem or alcohol problem, then your body thinks that's what it wants. You know, it's the latest urge. If you don't have a substance abuse problem, then that's where that book came from, Sugar is as Addicting as Cocaine, because then it gives the body urges for cocaine and it affects the insulin mechanism and things like that. And almost all mental illnesses, I do the top 12 of them, have a problem with specific substances. So I make sure they don't have certain substances or have them. And I'll give you a quick example. If somebody has anxiety disorder, they don't have enough serotonin. So I give them foods that help either have serotonin in them or help the body produce serotonin. If somebody has a sex addiction, and let's say it's a male, I make sure none of the foods have testosterone in it or cause testosterone to be produced. And I make sure it has estrogen in it, you know, which is soy-based foods usually have estrogen in it, and it lowers the urges. It won't solve the problem, but it'll reduce it, and it'll make it so they don't need as much medicine. And you have to do both. If you only solve the mental part of the problem, and they still have the physical part of the problem, it doesn't work. And if you only solve the physical part and you don't solve the mental part, it won't work. So you need both of them. That's why our relapse rate in the United States is 85%.
And that is because they continue to eat the substances that fuel the urge?
Yeah, they switch right away. You go to any AA meeting or NA meeting, and you'll see everybody's smoking. I mean, like 93%, I think, compared to 13% of the regular population, and everybody has a candy bar in their hand. So they switched it because now that they don't have the drugs or alcohol to make the dopamine, which is a neurotransmitter, go up and down, they switched it so they can make the sugar and insulin go up and down. And it doesn't feel quite as good, but it makes the body feel better than not having something, you know, hitting peaks and valleys.
Now, do you work with, like, drug counselors and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's what I do. I go through therapists. I go through clinics. I do a lot of work with Decision Point Wellness Center, which is here in Atlanta.
Interesting.
I know that's not what you called about, but...
I just did a long interview on opioids that I just finished producing, and this is an angle that I wasn't familiar with.
Well, set up another interview. I'll be glad to do it with you.
Well, I think that I'm going to make some stories from this.
Okay, no problem.
So,
just let me know.
Yeah, let's change. Now we'll go to Halloween. Let's go to Easter candy.
Okay.
I don't want to give chocolate out. What would I give?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that Easter is the second biggest holiday of the year for candy. Halloween's number one. So, in the United States, in terms of sales. So... candy, in general, contains sugar. And sugar, especially since Easter sometimes goes over like a whole week, is bad, and it'll make the kids moody, make them hyperactive. Sometimes they'll be misdiagnosed that they have ADHD, since there's 11 million people that are diagnosed with that. Sugar causes obesity. If a child gets obese, they're three times more likely to be obese when they're adults. So we don't have to give candy. You know, they want something. It doesn't have to be candy. You could give them plastic eggs that have stickers inside or a ring inside or you know, different toys or inexpensive toys or bubbles or, like I said, stickers, a jump rope, those temporary tattoos, fake jewelry. There's lots of things that you could give them instead of... just chocolate.
If we're going to have chocolate, what do you feel about the dark over the milk?
Dark chocolate's much healthier, but let me finish what I'm... What they really want to do is they want to spend time with us. So if you could do outside activities with them, that's what they want. They want to play. They don't care as much about the candy. That's just what's available because that's how we commercialized it. So... you know, you try to do other things, and it would be nice to emphasize the religious aspect of the holiday, which totally gets lost, you know, with Easter eggs instead. So here's some things that you could do, and then I'll go over the specifics on the candy. One thing is, before you go to a party, make sure you eat a regular meal so you're less hungry. Now, and that's true for any of the holidays, but, you know, they'll be a little bit more full. They won't want as much candy. If they are going to have candy, like I said, make sure they eat a regular meal, and it's important that they drink enough water. And I call it a special water, but a certain type of water. It's a hydroxide alkaline water called Aqua OH. But the reason that I say to use that is because sugar causes acidity in the body. And acidity causes acidosis, which causes inflammation. And the CDC says that inflammation adversely affects over 85% of all diseases. So you want to get rid of the acid that we're building up, even just for a week in the body. But it's good all the time. So when you use hydroxide alkaline water, which the brand I use is Aqua OH because it's the cheapest and it comes in a concentrate. The OH, when it's released from the water, looks for the hydrogen protons, ions. That's what causes the acidity. It binds to them and it forms water. And they either use it in metabolism or they urinate it out. And then at least they won't have the acidity from the candy, which causes all the other problems. So that's a big help. some other alternatives besides just candy, a fruit, you know, cut it up, put toothpicks in it. Kids love toothpicks, you know, when they eat it. Those small boxes of raisins besides the other toys. So there's things you could do. If you're going to have an egg hunt, use real eggs instead of, you know, the plastic eggs that have chocolate inside of them or chocolate eggs. And if you're going to use dyes, make sure you use organic dyes because dyes aren't good for you.
That's a good point.
Yeah. If you're going to let them have chocolate, use the dark chocolate contains fewer calories than milk chocolate. A real good one is Lake Champlain organic dark chocolates. And another one is Sajax, S-J-A-A-K-S, organic chocolates, which it includes vegan and almond butter varieties. Another good one is Annie's Organic Products, which could be found in some grocery stores. You could always find it on the internet. And they have colorful organic fruit snacks that could be substituted for jelly beans or gummy candies. Another healthy one that's organic is Justin's Peanut Butter Cups, which can be found in milk or dark chocolate, but the dark chocolate is a little better, and it also has almond butter varieties. Then you have Green and Black's organic chocolate eggs, and they can be found in the grocery store. And then you have Surf Sweet organic jelly beans. They're made with organic juice, they're dye-free, non-GMO, and gluten-free. And you could find it online or at a specialty grocery store, you know, probably like Whole Foods.
Okay, awesome. My gosh, I've got tons here. All right, sir. Do you think that sugar would have been approved if it had to be approved by the FDA?
No. As a matter of fact, I was just on a conference call. They're trying to come up with really a definition of healthy. So they have to come up with not health, you know, what something that's unhealthy, you know, for packaging, you know, you could see they say healthy on potato chips. So the FDA doesn't like that. And one of the things almost everybody mentioned was sugar, because it does so much damage to us.
Oh boy, and we're addicted. All right, sir. Listen, you've been awesome. I really appreciate it.
And if you do need to talk to me about the other thing, just set it up with a...
Well, I kind of, I did. I mean, I interviewed you, and I might use that. Can I get, let's see.
Website?
Yes, yes.
It's named, N-A-M-E-D, namedprogram.com. And my other website is DR for Dr. Keith Kantor, KEITHKANTOR.com. And you'll see a bunch of peer-reviewed articles in the name site on both sites, radio shows, TV shows, I mean, literally hundreds of them. So you could pick, and especially in the print web section, I mean, there's hundreds of articles that I did either on the water, on named, on how it helps for different specific diseases and things like that.
Okay, and so I could put one of those, I could link one of those with my article.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And if I see a picture that I could use, can I use one?
Sure can. As long as I get credit for it, that's great. You know, PR for me.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And I will, whatever I do, I'll let you know. I'll let your publicist know.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Okay, doctor, thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.